there's a real danger that we have to be ever cognizant of, especially with the internet or somebody within the congregation. And what they do is they quietly, and if you go to the original language word, it means like they stand next to you. They don't walk up to you and say, the governing body, that's a stupid system. Who do they think they are? Now, they don't about come out and tell you that, because you'd look at them and say, I'm going to call an elder, and you better too. See? And you'd back away. They don't work that way. But they are there. They're on the internet. They try to creep in. Sometimes they'll be making accusations as if we don't care about our children and child abuse. Now, that is one of the most despicable, slanderous things you could ever say against Jehovah's organization. A lot of us are parents. We hate that sin. We love our children, but we stick by the scriptures. And frankly, there's been some fine men that were falsely accused. But because we went by the scriptures, it all came out that it was a lie. And then you have some that are guilty. Well, we handle that. To compare us to some of these religious organizations that move their people around so they can abuse some more is a despicable lie. And the devil has individuals, like one group, Silent Lambs. They'll come up to kingdom halls and throw these toy lambs at the door of the kingdom hall. And one, I remember reading one case when I was in the service department, and he's saying, he's telling another one, I had to read this because it was printed out. He said, I'm trying to hang on. In other words, he was trying to avoid getting disfellowship so he could help more. What he means is, take some with him, quietly take them out of the truth. So it's not new. Their father, the father of the apostates, look what he did in Genesis chapter 3. This is not new. This has been going on since the very first apostate in the spirit realm. Of course, was Satan the devil and Eve, first earthly apostate, and then her husband Adam came right behind her. Genesis chapter 3. So in verse 1, you're very familiar with this. The serpent is who the devil picked because he was known as being cautious. So that was part of his devious plan. And then now notice what he does. He uses a question. They can be very helpful or they can also be very destructive. And he thought about this and framed it just so. And he says, is it really so that God said you must not eat from every tree of the garden? Now, he's already engaged her. When someone asks you a question, something happens in the brain. This is why they're so valuable with teaching in the ministry and Bible studies and door-to-door. So now she has to answer, so something happens in the brain. And if possible, you're trying to reach the heart. Well, hers was reached. So she responds, and she's already weakened and didn't even know, because the devil didn't connect it with a command of the Almighty. He's already got her conditioned, and she doesn't even realize it. So she responds, of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. So she's already thought this thing out. But as for the eating of the fruit in the tree that is in the middle of the garden, God has said, now he didn't just say it, your husband told you it was a command. You must not eat from it, no, you must not touch it, that you do not die. Here's her deliberate sin. She knows what was said. This is why she'll be dead forever. This is one time you can talk about your relatives, because what a mess they brought on us. So the serpent says to the woman, you positively will not die. Now watch what he does here. For God knows that in the very day of your eating from it, your eyes are bound to be opened. And you're bound to be like God, knowing good and bad. Higher learning. I am offering you higher learning. You'll be just like God. And if you have a reference Bible, what happened to her is quite interesting. After he did that, and it was planted, verse 6 says, consequently, the woman saw that the tree was good for food. It all changed, this disloyal thinking, and that it was something to be longed for to the eyes. Yes, the tree was desirable to look upon. And, of course, she ate and gave to her husband. So in the reference Bible, in the original language in Hebrew, this expression about long for, desirable to look upon, to impart wisdom, intelligence, prudence. The woman really believed that she was going to have some special knowledge. She swallowed it. She accepted it and went along with it. Now, of course, she found out, and I just said to some, I said, now, imagine her outside the garden and all those tragedies happen. The very first murder in history is your child. Now, some have experienced that in the congregations where they lost a child that was murdered. First one right there. And then she's saying, he lied to me. Oh, yeah, he did. Sure did. But it's too late now. You suffer the consequences. So this is what the apostates do. Is it really so, the governing body? I know someone that was in the writing department at Bethel. Is it really so? And these apostates, they'll pick up one lie from each other and spread it as if it's true. See? So beware of it. It's a real danger to true Christians. Now, often you can become fertile ground for it because of what's stated here in Proverbs 16. Now, here's